We're in Masechta Zvachim. We're starting the seventh parak of the Mishnah Aleph. Chatas Ha'ov, Shiasa Lamata. So we were discussing in the previous parak the various laws of the sin offering as well as the Ola, the elevation offering, when it comes to a bird. And one of the requirements is as follows, that you take the Chatas Ha'ov, the sin offering, which is a bird, Shiasa Lamata. And as there is a line which is red, a chut ha-sikur, which is right in the middle, going all the way around the altar, the mizbeach, which gives us an understanding, certain avoda, certain service you have to do above that line, some below. So when it comes to this particular service, kamasi chatas, the person did sprinkle the blood in the proper place, which is below, and it was kamasi chatas, and he did all the things that one was supposed to do when it comes to a sin offering, including, as we mentioned, when it came to the malika, which is the way of slaughtering the bird, that you can only cut through one of the simanim, namely either the esophagus or the trachea. One is not allowed to be madil, to separate the head from the body. With shame chatas, and you also had the right intentions, you didn't only do the right thing, you thought the right thoughts, and all the right kavanas, that you were bringing this for the sake of a chatas, ksher. So in this situation, of course, this is kosher. There's no real chiddush involved in it here, because you did everything right. The reason why we mention it this way is to contrast it to the second half of the Mishnah, which we're now going to say. Kamasi chatas l'shem ola. Let's say a person brought this chatas, and he did all the actions, but unfortunately he had the wrong intentions. He had the thought that this was an elevation offering. So he did the right thing, but he didn't have the right kavana. Or kamase ola l'shem chatas. Or you may have had the right thoughts, but you didn't do it properly. You did the service as though it was an ola. And as an elevation offering, perhaps what you did was you cut through both of the simanim, which, as we said before, you can only cut through one. You're not allowed to separate the head and the body, but maybe you did. Kamasi olu l'shemo, if you did both things wrong, again, it is a chatas, and instead you did the actions, the service, as though it was an ola, and you also had the intention in your mind that it was an elevation offering, psula, in all these situations, it's an invalid offering. Asal malo kamasi kulam, psula. Says that when it comes to the sprinkling of the blood, again, it has to be on the bottom of the mizbeach. If you would have sprinkled on the top of the mizbeach, which is not correct, even if you did it with the right intentions, you did everything else right, but the place where you sprinkle the blood, that's psula, that's invalid. However, Tosfos tells us, when it says psula, it just means you're not allowed to eat from this carbon. The kohanim are not allowed to partake and eat from this sin offering. However, as far as the balim, as far as the owners are concerned, the people that are seeking atonement, in fact, kapara is achieved. And the reason is because even though it was sprinkled on the wrong part of the mizbeach, the reality was it was sprinkled on the mizbeach, and therefore they do in fact receive kapara atonement. I don't know.